He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 4th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. Well, you know, you don't need me when the market's going up, do you? You could do it alone. It's easy. When the fish are biting, it's easy. But when it gets tough, when the market starts to go down, you start to question. Well, maybe you might need me. I don't know. But I'm going to give you my two cents of why the market's going down here in a bit. Right now, we have the Dow down 149 points. But let's remember, it's at 18,054. We have the S&P 500 down 15 points today. That's 0.7% in one day. And the S&P is currently trading at 2,092. The NASDAQ, no longer can we say 5,000. Was that bubble again that we hit in 2,000? 5,000? Back in 2000? Now we're back to 4,948. We're down 31 on the NASDAQ. That translates to 0.6%. Hey, we've been saying $49 a barrel for quite some time now on oil. That's got to be good news for my Dallas-Fort Worth listeners, a state that, Texas, that the oil prices do impact the local economy, I'm sure. Crude oil at $49.23, not the $107 that it was at back in August of last year, $49.23, but at least it's not plunging anymore, is it? It seems to have found support. Gold is at 1220. I remain a bear on gold. I have been for 4 years. The euro is at 1.10, continues to fall. And the 10-year yield is now at 2.10%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And as I said, as I've said before, you really don't need me when the market's going up. At least that's what folks think. As long as the market's going up, everybody's getting bit. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's coming home with fish. Then it starts to get a little tougher. And then you got to dig in a little deeper. You got to work a little harder. The fear level starts to rise as the greed level starts to come down the scale from greed to fear, and then back to greed. It's a continual cycle in the market. It plays on our emotions. I would say that emotions are probably one of the biggest enemies to investors. And those that can't handle emotions usually can't handle the market. Or they let somebody else handle those emotions for them. You have to ask yourself over the last 6 years, since this market has gone from 660 to 2100, how many times did emotions get the best of you? And how many times did you sell everything and go to cash and then get back in when things started going back up again and you didn't want to be left behind? Emotion is one of the biggest enemies to the investor. I try to take emotion out of the equation. Oh, I'm emotional. I get greedy. I get fearful. But in the end, I base my decisions on the numbers and on what the charts are telling me and what the real world is telling me. Gut feelings, I've had some good gut feelings that turned out to be right over time. I wish I would have followed my gut. But more often than not, logic and common sense, a little bit of number crunching, has been a much better guide for me over the years, especially as it relates to the market. Okay, so all of a sudden we've got a few down days here in the market. What is going on? Is the bull market over? Gunderson, you said that we've reached fully valued territory, fairly valued territory, not fully valued territory, fairly valued territory. But I also said yesterday that my target price on the S&P 500, as it stands now, as the expectations are now, and those expectations can change one way or the other, can't they? But my target price on the S&P is 2,200 to 2,600 over the next 12 to 18 months, and I maintain a fully invested stance, which I have for the most part for the last 6 years. Then why is the market going down, Gunderson? Well, you know what? There's going to be all kinds of secondary moves within the primary trend. What is the primary trend of the market right now? I've been showing it to you every single week in my newsletter. Here's the primary trend of the market. See down here? See over here? See the bottom right-hand corner or the bottom left-hand corner? See the bottom or the top right-hand corner? What direction is that trend line going? The answer is up for the last 6 years. Another name for a up primary trend is a bull market. It's as simple as that. That's the definition of a bull market. It's going up. No less, no more. Even a sixth grader. Don't even put the labels on it. Just show him the line. Here's where we began in 2000. Here's where we are today. What direction is this line headed? A first grader could tell us it's a bull market. All right. Now, why then are we having a little bit of squishiness in the market here all of a sudden? Some triple digit down days all of a sudden. We haven't had those for a while. We had a risk on move taking place. Now all of a sudden there's some triple digit down days. Well, in my opinion, one of the biggest factors that weighs on the market and one of the biggest risks to the bull market, more likely than not, the final nail in the coffin of this current bull market will be something geopolitical. And right now, once again, geopolitical concerns are on the front burner. And here's what the market has now baked into the cake. Here's what the market is now thinking. Investors think ahead. They do the what-if scenario. They play the what-if game. Right now, I think that investors in their mind, I watched Netanyahu's speech, I've listened to all of the analysis and all the commentary. You say, what does that have to do with the market? How come you were watching Netanyahu's speech while the market was trading? Because current events and what's going on in the world, whether it's in Greece, whether it's in Tehran, whether it's in Damascus, has a major impact on the market. Ukraine, Kiev, come on. They play a major role in what goes on in the market. And here's what the market is thinking right now. President Obama is going to strike a deal with Iran pretty much on his own, him and John Kerry and whoever else is involved over there, leaving Congress out. This is what the market is baking in. Doesn't matter what my opinion is or not. Congress is going to try to stop it once that deal is made. This creates uncertainty. This creates commotion. This creates, all of a sudden, just like the gridlock, just like the tax tsunami. Markets don't like uncertainty. The market takes it to the next step. If Congress is not able to stop Obama, and the deal goes through, then they carry it out to the next step, which is what Netanyahu said yesterday, we'll go alone. We'll go at it alone. What does he mean by that? He means that Israel will bomb Iran. Then all bets are off. What's that do to the global economy? And that's why you have a nervous market all of a sudden. Look at when the market started selling off, the day that Netanyahu was scheduled to speak to Congress. So right now we have uncertainty in the world. All right? That's the fear part of the equation. That's the emotional part of the equation. And yes, it could have major ramifications down the road. In the meantime, the U.S. economy continues to grow at about 2.5 to 3%. We continue to create jobs in the U.S. economy. We continue to have no inflation, barely any in the U.S. economy. Corporate earnings continue to grow. Otherwise, I wouldn't have target prices on the S&P that are higher than where they are today. But there's geopolitical concern right now. What does that mean? It means that the market's going to be a little bit rocky. The market's been rocky many times over the last 6 years. Interest rates will more than likely remain low. You may continue to see this flight to safety all of a sudden. Oh, we don't want to be owning the market when bombs start dropping on Tehran. Now, that's a long shot. And that would be a long ways off, but all of a sudden it becomes a possibility, doesn't it? I think oil prices may benefit from this renewal of geopolitical concerns. Gold may get a bump, but the stock market, the bull market, remains intact for now. It wasn't the end of the bull market on Monday, nor is the end of the bull market today. The bull market continues for now. I remain fully invested in what I consider to be the very best stocks, the very best lineup that I can find at the current time. Let me give you a couple of examples when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah, the markets are a little bit roily here. Yeah, you know, the ocean gets a little roily from time to time. But when we look at the seas over the last 6 years, the tide's been coming in, hasn't it? It's been filling up your coffers. It's been filling up your 401k with gains. If you haven't tripled your 401k since the year 2009 of March, well, then you probably reacted too many times to your emotion and not to just the plain facts and the common sense and the logic and the numerology and the numbers of the market, which tend to take away and tamp down that fear equation. If you have trouble handling fear and emotion, well, then usually you got to put somebody between yourself and the trigger, don't you? The buy and the sell button. I've taken over accounts for a lot of people that were too emotional. I've had people that they still were too emotional. I mean, if with me in between them and the buy and sell button, they were still couldn't handle it, then I say to them, you don't belong in the market. Go buy some apartments where you can't see the price of your stocks every single second going up or down, you know. That's my advice there. But over the long haul, you know, the market has been the best growth vehicle against all of the other asset classes. Buying the best is my panacea to this, and when the markets turn south, which they eventually will, then you do something else. I don't believe in being fully invested in the market at all times, and even though I am now, I continue to keep my eyes in the rear view mirror, but right now I really don't see that recession creeping up on me like on that long road that stretched from San Diego to Las Vegas, and you look behind you and you see a black car way back there. It could be a cop. Better slow down. Well, I don't see that black car, that bear yet behind me, creeping up on me with flashing lights yet. But I certainly will keep my eyes in the rear view mirror for us all. All right, we're going to go to San Jose and talk about a company. This is for all my KDAO listeners. I'm on at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. in KDAO. I wish I was on a more prime time show up there, but that's a very popular station. And I'm just grateful to be on from 6 to 7 a.m. up in the KDAO area, which covers the Silicon Valley, which I've been to many times. I've driven by the Tesla plant. I've driven by Apple. I've seen many of the great Silicon Valley companies up there, and believe me, there's a lot of great ones. It gets the name silicon, obviously, from chips, wafers, those chips that are in almost everything. They're in our cars, they're in our cameras, they're in our smartphones, they're in our computers, our laptops, they're in our homes, they're in just about everything these days. And there has been some good, very good chip stocks over the years. I'm going to give an example here of one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. The reason why it's in my aggressive growth account, it's a small cap. It's a $2 billion company. This isn't Intel. This is a $2 billion company. But I like it because it possesses those two qualities that I cherish, that I demand in the stocks that I own. Number one, I demand performance. You can talk a good game all you want. What's your win-loss record? How many sales have you closed? What's your closing rate? Have you go to the playoffs every year? How many fish did you bring back? That's, to me, performance. No BS there, just numbers. Over the last 10 years, Monolithic Power Systems, which designs analog and mixed signal ICs used in DC-DC converters, LED drivers, LCD backlight inverters, and audio amplifiers. All right, that's what they do for a living. Over the last 10 years, the stock, on average, take the price of the stock 10 years ago versus where it is today, do a compound interest formula in between, you come up with 24.4% per year. Well, the market's 5.7. Over the last 5 years, MPWR has delivered 22% per year in a volatile fashion, more volatile than a big blue chip stock, but 22% nevertheless versus 13.5 for the market. Over the last 3 years, 45% per year. We've been on a run here in technology, in NASDAQ, in small caps. Last year was a very poor year for small caps. This year is so-so, so far. Over the last 12 months, MPWR Monolithic Power Systems is up 52% while the market's up 14%. This little small cap gets a performance grade of A, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. I like that kind of management. Over the last 12 months, the stock gets a momentum grade. This is from 1 to 12 months, gets a momentum grade of A-. Now, I pay close attention to value. I don't pay 100 times earnings for companies. I don't buy stocks that are trading at PEG ratios of 4 or 5. Or back in the year 2000, we saw PEG ratios up in the 10-15 area. I try to buy stocks that still make sense from a valuation proposition. Let's take a look. MPWR's forward PE ratio right now is 24. Well, Gunderson, that's a little bit of a premium to the market. The market's trading, you say, about 18. Why should I pay more for a company than what the market's trading at? Because this is a superior growth company. That's why. Superior growth companies cost a little more than 5% growers, 6% growers. This is expected to be a 20% grower over the next 5 years per year. You're going to have to pay a little more. And in fact, the PEG ratio is not under 1, but it's not too far from that 1 level. It's at 1.22. Pays a little dividend yield, 1.1%. When I do the math, when I take the earnings estimates next year of $2.17 and extrapolate them out over the next 5 years at 20% per year and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a chip stock, I come up with the $95 target price. The stock's currently trading at $52. No guarantees. Stocks trade on expectations. Right now, those are the expectations. Stocks have risk. Small caps have much greater risk than big cap stocks. I never make an aggressive small cap growth stock more than 2 or 3% of my overall portfolio. This is one that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. Out of 1,000, I now have 4,034 stocks in my database. I've added 100 this week. This stock comes in at number 137. And again, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now, and by disclosure, one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And if you're just joining us, in the first quarter of the show, I talked a little bit about why all of a sudden we have a little seepage in the market. Markets don't go up every day. They don't go up every week. They don't go up every month. We are pretty spoiled, however, as we've been on a six-year run here. We're 5 days short of the six-year anniversary of this current bull market. I said in my March 27th, 2009 newsletter that a new bull market has been born. And I haven't given the sell signal ever since, and I'm a market timer. At some point in time, I will give a sell signal on the market. It may not be every single stock, but for the most part, in a bear market, most stocks do go down. And there's a time when you don't want to have much exposure to the stock market. That's a time when the economy quits growing, when we go into recession, when layoffs start to happen. when GDP starts to shrink and eventually go negative, that's not a good time to own stocks, is it? And there's other times that it's not a good time to own stocks, but we haven't had that condition now for 6 years, almost 6 years. And in the meantime, I said in the first quarter of this show that we had a speech yesterday on the floor of the Congress. It was on TV. It was everywhere. And it roiled the markets a little bit, and it continues to roil the markets because people carry this out beyond the speech. What does it mean? And there were a couple things in the speech that we heard that people have played the what-if game in their minds. And it sounds like the scenario that the market fears right now is this, that there is a deal made in Iran that's not quite the deal that Congress wants or that Israel wants, and Congress may step in, try to stop the deal. And if they can't stop the deal, then the next shoe to drop could be, down the road at some point, an attempt to take out the enrichment facilities in Iran. And then all bets are off, because where does that leave us? As I watch an aircraft carrier heading out to the ocean right now through the San Diego Bay, reminding me of the constant turmoil, global turmoil that we have in the world. Now, if you based all your investing on global conflict and potential global turmoil, you would never invest anything. That's aircraft carrier number 6. I can't see my chart from here. I could identify it for you. It's one of the smaller ones, but it's still a beautiful sight here in San Diego, California. I believe we're home of the 3rd Fleet. Somebody corrected me on that one day. Anyways, that's why the markets are roiled a little bit right now. But in the meantime, the economy continues to grow. The bull market remains intact. All right, let's do another example here of a stock. We did a semiconductor, a chip stock, a small cap chip stock. Let's do a small cap stock that's not a chip stock, but in the healthcare business. Okay, best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes. I don't care if they sell auto parts. I don't care if they make the tiniest little chips that are inside of my smartphone. You know, I really don't care what they do. And I search for best stocks now wherever I can find them. This next small cap would be another good example of what I consider to be a best stock now. It's headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee. I just did a story for them back there, the Nashville newspaper. I helped one of their journalists. He was writing an article about International Paper, which is also headquartered in Nashville. I should have brought up a little stock by the name of AmSurge Corp. AmSurge Corp. operates 242 ambulatory surgery centers with physician practice groups in 34 states, and don't forget they're also in the District of Columbia if you need help there too. AmSurge is a $2.9 billion market cap company. It's a small cap, higher risk than a mega cap. This isn't Johnson & Johnson. This is not Cigna or United Healthcare. This is AmSurge. AmSurge has been a pretty good little small cap stock over the years, and it is one that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. Over the last 5 years, AmSurge has been moving at a pace of about 23% per year as more and more people enter into the healthcare system here in America. Over the last 3 years, AmSurge has more than doubled the market return, up 34.4%, while the market's up 15.4%. Over the last 12 months, AmSurge is up 38% while the market's up 14%. It gets a momentum grade right now of A. Let's just see what the Investor's Business Daily, it's 90, is the relative strength of AMSG, 90, on a scale of 1 to 99. Now, with a keen eye on valuation these days, with the P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 knocking on the 20 door, think it's at about 19.7 today, something like that. Of course, AmSurge is a member of the NASDAQ because it has four letters in its symbol, doesn't it? AmSurge is in the NASDAQ, which is got a P.E. ratio of about 23. AmSurge is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings, a big discount to the S&P 500, and a big discount to the growth rate expected on AmSurge over the next 5 years. This isn't a recommendation. This is an example. I have to use live examples. You know, unlike the classroom and theoreticals, I just find it so much more useful to use examples of real companies in today's marketplace than textbook examples of stock or ticker symbol XYZ. I use actual stocks. Some I don't own, some I do own. If I own them, I disclose it to you. This one we own at Gunderson Capital Management in the small cap aggressive growth accounts. All right, it's expected to grow by 19.4. Forward PE is 16. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio is 0.83. It's trading at a discount. It has a PEG ratio of under 1. And I did an entire study, an entire lesson on forward PE ratios and PEG ratios in my newsletter this past weekend. You know what? It's really sixth grade math, maybe even fifth grade math, somewhere in there. And if you want a quick primer on just how to judge your stock, how much is it trading? How much is that doggy in the window that you want to buy or that you own? You can read that article. It was just the first couple of pages of the newsletter. It's mostly pictures and a few formulas that are very, very simple. And if you haven't figured it out by now, I do write a newsletter every weekend. It's called the Best Stocks Now newsletter. You can go to my website, which is PW Street, pwstreet.com. And we send out, we're almost at 10,000 now newsletters that we send out every weekend. Some of them are the full newsletter that have all the model portfolios for my clients. Also for my subscribers, and then I also send out the basic version of the newsletter, which has all of this industry group rankings, sector rankings, lessons, commentary on the current market and whatnot. And the PEG ratio thing was in just the basic version of the newsletter. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Now, when I take those earnings next year of 378, carry them out at almost 20% per year over the next 5 years. No guarantees. We watch it quarter by quarter, apply a multiple that I think's appropriate. I come up with the target price of $115 on AmSurge. It meets my criteria from a value point of view. It meets my criteria from a performance point of view. Of the 4,034 stocks in my database, it comes in at number 75. And once again, it's a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive growth account, which is published every week. There's about 30 stocks in there right now, maybe 33, something like that. And again, you can see that every week, what I bought, what I sold during the week in the various portfolios. And I tried to put in a portfolio that would cover just about any risk profile or interest. Again, my website is pwstreet.com. I hear the music. I was going to go over the technical pattern, but we'll save that for when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I get tweets sent to me, and I send out tweets during the day, maybe four or five a day. I'm very, very selective about, I don't tell you what I'm having for lunch and things like this, but if I see something that really catches my attention, I send out a little tweet because I'm an observer. I'm an observer of current events. I'm an observer of news around the world. I'm an observer of markets around the world, of economic reports that come in. I try to drink in as much as possible. And I look at hundreds and hundreds of individual stocks during the day. If I see something that I really like, then I'll send something out. And I see some of the gibberish on Twitter. In the stock twits and whatnot, people that panic from day to day, and then the next day they're trying to get, you know what, you got to step back and you got to look at the big picture, all right? You can't be reacting to every time the market has a triple-digit day to the down day. You have to stay focused on your individual stocks. Anyways, I want to talk a little bit about technical analysis of stocks, which I wanted to get into there at the end. Both of the examples I gave today of Best Stocks Now, both Monolithic Power and AmSurge, AMSG, both have very strong technical patterns. Okay, yeah, the market's a little rocky for a couple days here. How many times has that happened during the last 6 years? And eventually the bull market will come to an end and the bear will. But I don't see that happening right now, okay? And as I look at individual stocks, I make about 200 decisions every day. Most of those decisions are to hold. I look at the stocks that I currently own and I make a decision on them daily. I think there's a lot of people in the market that make one decision every day. Sell everything. And then a couple weeks later, buy everything. No. You know what? I mean, it's a market of stocks. You can't make blanket calls like that. Every time you've made a blanket call to sell everything over the last 6 years, you've been wrong. Eventually, you'll be right. But you've probably been wrong 100 times before you're finally right. That you're shooting yourself in the foot. If you've got any toes left, I'd be shocked. You have to make lots of little decisions. That's how you manage any big project. A lot of little decisions. A lot of little that all add up to the one big picture. Anyways, that's my philosophy on the market, okay? Now, as it relates to the technicals, I've had people call me or write to me and say, Bill, this stock you've bought is down 18% since you bought it. Where do you draw the line? Well, you know, normally I get really nervous after 9-10%, but I base my final decision on the actual picture of the stock, the technical chart that it's drawing, and sometimes I have to give stocks just a little bit more leeway because they still look good from a technical point of view. They're still in an uptrend and they may be going through a little secondary downtrend. You know, maybe since I bought it, it's gone down and it's drifted lower and people are pressuring me to sell the stock, you know, and I usually find that these are the emotional type clients that have been shooting themselves, and when they walk down the street, they walk a little crooked. They go to the left at 45 degrees because they're missing a bunch of toes from shooting themselves in the foot so many times. I had a guy like that on the football team when ran down the sidelines, he would end up on the other sidelines because he was missing a couple of toes. No, I'm just kidding. But you have to be careful with panicking every single time something happens in the market. You know, I don't hear from many people when the market's going up. And when the market starts to get a little rocky or roily, then my phone, instead of getting 2 calls a day, I might get 4 calls a day. I really don't get that many calls considering the amount of clients I have because I send out my newsletter every single week. So everybody knows exactly where I stand on the market. They can listen in every single day to my radio show to know where I stand exactly on the market. But more important than that is where I stand on the individual stocks that I own. And the final decision that I make, whether to buy or sell a stock, is based on the technical pattern. And you know, I don't care how high it's ranked. I don't care how undervalued it is. I don't care how the performance has been. If that technical pattern, and we haven't seen a lot of these lately, is rolling over and starting to fall apart, whether it's an index, whether it's a mutual fund, whether it's an asset class like gold or bonds, or whether it's an individual stock. That's how I make my final decision. I don't say it's down 9%. That's an automatic sell. I don't say it's down 15%. That's an automatic sell. But if you look at my newsletter over the years, it's rare that you find big losers. Unless something happens overnight, which I have no control over. I am very good about controlling the downside, the losses. I don't ride stocks into the ground. I don't hope and pray all the way down. I take action. I'm an active money manager. And you'll find that this year I've made a few changes, not many, just here and there, some upgrades. I had a couple that were bought out. But in the end, I want to reiterate that in the end, it's the technical pattern, the picture of the stock. If I don't like the picture of the stock, and I check them every day, I never miss a trading day in the market without looking at all of my holdings. And you might say, well, that's too much. That's over management. Well, you know what? I feel like that's my stewardship, and I have a responsibility to check them every day. And I couldn't stand it going a day without checking them. So I like it. I love it. And I don't want to let anything get away from me. And if there's an opportunity out there, I've added 120 stocks or so to the database here recently, and I've found some new ones here. And if there's an opportunity out there, I don't want to miss it on the other hand. Anyways, I send out the newsletter every week. We had a PEG ratio lesson and a lot of new stocks in the newsletter, the most recent one. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. We'd be happy to send it out to you. And as I always say, my main job here at Gunderson Capital Management is I'm the money manager. I have people that help me, but I make the buy and sell decisions. You can reach us at 855-611-BESS. That's 855-611-BESS and have a talk with us. Or you can just indicate through the website, pwstreet.com, say, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you maybe sometime about my portfolio. We'd be happy to look at it for you. All right? 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.